One there. I'm Don Miller, and there's your traffic.
Mike Harch here for Allstat Beer. No impurities, no regrets. Allstat has a beer for everyone, whether it's an Allstat Light, Lager, Kolsch, or even an Amber. We know how good this stuff is right here in Central Texas, but now it's getting noticed nationwide. Check out the brewery in Fredericksburg. Set up a brewery tour, enjoy some fine dining in their restaurant, and also you can set up a wedding or an event in their venue. And also remember that every weekend they have live music. The place is beautiful. You can go and check out the photos on the website at allstatbeer.com. Allstat Brewery, German beer made here right in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. Their tagline is no impurities, no regrets. That means there's no sugars, no additives, and no preservatives in the products. They only use fine German hops, malts, and yeast, and of course, that natural spring water. Allstat Brewery, German beer made here that I want you to enjoy. Allstat Beer, no impurities, no regrets.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? The Austin Center for Radiation Oncology is now offering SBRT, radiation therapy that can be accomplished in as little as 5 treatments for patients who meet certain criteria. SBRT safely delivers radiation precisely to the cancer with very little exposure to surrounding tissue. At the Austin Center for Radiation Oncology, Central Texans don't need to travel far for world-class cancer care. To learn more, visit our website at austinradiation.com and call us to schedule your consultation.
Craig Way for John Hardy and Divided Sky Roofing and Solar, the ones we trust for roofing, where you'll never pay more than your deductible. They offer easy financing and no money up front. There's no payment due until the day they start your job. Let them come out for a free inspection, and they'll let you know what kind of damage you may have and if you can file a claim. They carry a full lineup of solar products, including Timberline solar shingles. Don't trust your home to a fly-by-night roofing company. Divided Sky is local and provides a lifetime warranty on your roof. Call them at 512-995-ROOF or DividedSkyAustin.com.
For straightforward, all-inclusive pricing, come see Hannah Chevrolet.
I was getting ready to sign paperwork with one dealer when all of a sudden I realized I was about to pay $3,000 more for things like floor mats and basic window tint. I left and walked into Hannah with one question. Is the advertised price the actual price? I'm happy to say it was, and it came with excellent customer service.
For a lower price made clear, find new roads at HannahChevyAustin.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Divorce touches all areas of your life. Family, friends, career, retirement. Few things in life affect so much. At Cordell & Cordell, we have a lot of experience protecting these interests for clients across America. In the process, we've come to know our clients pretty well. If you're a guy facing divorce, your chief concern, if you have kids, is to preserve your role in their lives. As to assets, you probably prefer tax-deferred savings over cash, and you likely would rather give up an asset than to pay maintenance. Also, lest you think we didn't notice, you want to pay as little to divorce lawyers as possible. Look, Cordell & Cordell can be successful only if our clients walk away feeling good about us. That means they feel not only that the result was the best possible in the circumstances, but also that their attorney fees were both reasonable and affordable. If this seems right to you, then let us be the partner that you count on.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Austin area attorneys. Offices in Austin, San Antonio, and St. Louis. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Hi folks, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. I have a suggestion for you. Why not stop putting off LASIK and invest in yourself this year? Think of all the time and money you'll save without the hassles, contacts, and glasses. Right now is your time for life-changing LASIK. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing. That's right. You can finance your LASIK and start living with clear, hassle-free vision today. Why not go online or give Sharp Vision a call and schedule your free LASIK consultation. Voted Austin American Statesman's best of the best corrective eye surgeon 3 years in a row, Dr. Nicholas Lancaster and his team at Sharp Vision are ready to make your contacts and glasses a thing of the past. For LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call to schedule your free consultation today. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Welcome back to B&E, Wednesday morning. Bucky Godbold here, E. Hogan. A little time off for E. Ty's here with me, of course. I want to thank Mike Harge for joining me. Tomorrow, that's right, the one and only Jurassic Monty. Monty Williams joins me tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, and then Zay Collier will come in from 8 to 10 and hang out with me before he moves right along to... What is that show called? Is that just Zay and Chad or Chad?
Chad and Zay.
Chad and Zay.
C and Z.
C and Z. In the midday or whatever it is.
I still, what a texter text in about me, BK, and Zay having a reality TV show or like a sitcom together.
All you have to do is say the things that have happened to you since you've been on this show for a couple of months or so. And BK's got plenty of them, and Zay.
Swap stories.
Swap stories. Yeah, just swap stories. You still haven't heard the baked potato story, which.
No, I have not.
We'll do that over the next 2 days. CB, I'll have to do that.
That was supposed to be my Christmas present.
Yeah, I know, but I will make this a promise. I keep most of my promises, probably 99% of my promises I will keep. So this is one I will keep. Over the next 2 days, we'll tell you the baked potato story. And then you'll find out, what the hell am I doing here?
Looking forward to it.
What kind of people am I working around for?
I mean,
sure.
I've told y'all some of my gross stories. So.
Yeah, but it'll be fun tomorrow. Monty's always a blast. I know we go back to some old time. We'll be talking football. You know, Paul Hornung stories and things back then. But there are old people that listen to this show. Oh, and let me say this, older people that listen to this show. Better not call them old. Or I'll be in sensitivity training again. I hate sensitivity training. I really, really do.
When's the last time you've had to go?
Probably about 2 weeks ago in this show. Probably 2 weeks ago. I spent a couple days.
Well, you got some people calling you out saying you called the magic lady
fat. I didn't call her fat. I said I better not say big.
I think you even said that. She wasn't small.
Okay, she's not little. I said she's not little yesterday. What does that mean? She wasn't little.
You can be a normal size woman.
She wasn't normal.
She was your basic assistant to a magician.
To a magician size. Yes. Okay, all right. That's what she was. Your basic magician size lady yesterday. Wow. And no, I did. I was able to get in the building. My key card worked. I don't know. Harge's key card. He was nervous about that too. You know, and that bugs him a little bit. He's thinking about that.
There's a deeper meaning?
Huh?
There's a deeper meaning?
Yeah, he thinks there's a deeper meaning to that. I'm like, you're all right, dude. Just break a window. Coming on here. Hey, Ty, last night's game, really good game by the Longhorns, that 89-75. I needed to have them start to score back into the 80s again, feel really comfortable. But everybody got into the scoring last night. I don't know if I like giving up 75. Some would say, well, that's all right. 75 isn't bad. For this Longhorn team, I like when they keep teams in the 60s.
Yeah, but they were never going to beat this Oklahoma State team by 20, 25 points.
It was always going to be close. You didn't even like the way the numbers were last night.
We've been talking about it. It seems like every game, definitely when they play at home, they're favored by at least 6.5 to 8.5 points. And as a Texas fan, as a Texas basketball fan, that number is a little too high in my opinion, because especially in the Big 12 where we see so much tight competition.
Well, I hope this becomes the norm of the way they played last night with – obviously, it's been the norm because they're almost averaging 27 points a game from the bench. But, you know, but the norm of everybody getting involved. And as I said, you know, you said Timmy Allen really got things going in the second half. But once again, as long as he doesn't have to be that guy like he was last year, because that's kind of the only scoring that they were getting was last year from him. But when you're getting 15 from Brock Cunningham in 24 minutes, that's good stuff.
You're going to win if you can get 15 points from Brock Cunningham every game, you'll win every single game. It doesn't matter if – I mean, it's not going to happen, obviously. But if you are – because Marcus Carr and Timmy Allen aren't going to have – they're not going to be on every night. And last year, you know, if Timmy Allen wasn't on, they lost. Marcus Carr didn't have the ability to, you know, kind of take over a game last year because he had so many other responsibilities at the point guard position. So it's – this year when you have guys like Sir Jabari Rice and Tyrese Hunter
– guys can get you 12 and whatever.
You know, guys that can make up for that lack of having a – you know, one big scorer in a game, even though they still do have that a lot of times. Like Timmy Allen, if Timmy Allen can get 15 points and Marcus Carr can get 20, you're looking good.
And maybe Dylan D'Souza is at that time now where he can get 10 to 12 points for you.
You know, sometimes he comes out and he's a little too giraffe-y. You know, he's a little careless with the ball. I don't like that. I like him getting involved.
He's not a ball handler now.
No, I hate it.
He wants to be now. He looks like he wants to, dribble the ball a lot.
Yes, he'll bring it up half the court, you know, on fast break sometimes, and that's never good to see from a big man. But I like him getting involved through, you know, offensive rebounding, you know, just getting good outlet passes, getting a trailing three every once in a while because he can shoot. He's probably about a 30%, 33% three-point shooter. But just this year's team, just having multiple ball handlers, I think is going to be the biggest difference from last year moving forward.
There's no doubt about it. By the way, Mike Harge has grown in this business, man. He's a special dude. He's doing such a great job. And you know, like for you, Ty, you're growing up in this business also, and we tend to have a producer that moves on or we move them on or something happens, but you've been doing a great job. But to have Mike in here, and when he starts talking baseball, there's nobody better. It's always fun to listen to him talk baseball because
he talks about other teams besides the Astros, like our good friend, Aaron.
Yeah, he does talk some other teams. I mean, he knows, and he's
just being there and being a professional.
Well, he knows, and he knows about, he was a pro. And when you get that look, you know, you hear that coming from a professional base, because we got a lot of professional football players that we talk to. I mean, this is so football oriented around here. When you get a guy who's been in the pros that has played baseball and the ins and outs of the game of baseball, and you know, when we start talking fundamentals, I was a baseball player for about 2 weeks actually, and that was it. My high school didn't even have baseball. We didn't have a baseball team.
You didn't play growing up?
I played. I ended up being on one of those teams where I ended up being a little leaguer that made it to the pony leagues, you know, run fast, make some catches at second base, do some things. But once I got to the pony leagues, I sat the bench. I was on the bench. I didn't, you know, I was just a little leaguer that probably should have stayed in little league and moved up that way instead of going from little league to playing pony league and sitting the bench and never really playing. I was one of those kids. So I never really liked baseball. I had a son who was a baseball player that, dude, played out in left field. No balls got out there in Little League, so he decided, I'll be a soccer player.
Yeah.
Because that thing's always moving to him.
Well, for me in baseball, I played baseball growing up until freshman year of high school, and there's no better sports feeling than cleanly hitting a home run at the park. Just feeling like...
Really?
I mean, I've hit some, you know, JV freshman game winners. You know, that's a good that's a fun feeling. Just ending a game like that, but a home run, just being able to, you don't even feel the ball come off your bat. It's so smooth. And then just see that ball skyrocket out, walk around the bases, do your little home run dance at the plate. I don't know. As a kid, that was definitely my favorite part about sports, even playing football and like scoring.
So you could have sat out there in the field for eight innings and nothing come to you,
well,
but to hit that ball.
Kind of the reason I stopped playing is I hated practice so much. And you got to practice a lot in baseball.
Yeah.
It's such a, you know, timing, rhythm sport, and it was just taking up too much of my time. And back then, a lot of the good baseball, like, select programs were out in Dripping Springs, so it was a long drive, going out there late nights, coming home from school.
Oh, no, see, in high school, we didn't know baseball. We didn't have a track team. I mean, we had to, in order to just get to the football field, we had to walk through the cemetery in order to get over to our practice field. We didn't have a connected to where the school was. We had to walk, you know, a couple
nowadays,
blocks across.
They have like water polo teams high school and stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, hell, I only had 800 kids in my entire school. Not in the class, but in the entire school. We didn't have that.
Was
many
it a public
kids.
School?
It's Catholic school. I went to Catholic school from first grade right through college. I've never been to a public school before. Public school education for me? I'm a private school guy. Come on now.
Westlake, you get a pretty good education there. That's a good. Well, a lot of the public schools in Austin are a lot better than you see around.
Yeah, the public schools when I played football, all they wanted to do is kill me. Kill that dude right there. Kill him, kill him, kill him.
I'm sure that made you better, though.
It made me mad. I know that. I know it made
I was
me
always
mad.
At my best when someone pissed me off on the football field. I know that. Except for the penalty thing. I had to get a
those 15 yarders.
I was the unnecessary roughness.
Were you
the
really?
Guy.
Slammed the quarterback down to the ground guy?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before on the show, but I think I probably hold the record at Westlake for most missed sacks opportunities. You know, I was always the guy that would get there and just, like, fall, you know, miss a tackle. I couldn't.
That would make that one quick twitch move on you?
I was really quick. I was too small and too fast to be playing defensive line, but I just couldn't tackle. It sucked, and I would get really pissed off. And then on like punt return or punt kickoff, I was the blindside guy, and it got me in trouble too many times.
All right, now that we know we've talked some basketball this morning. Of course, we talked baseball with Harge. We've talked about the Eagles, talked about the Cowboys. What about this the game between Kansas City? Your thoughts, even with a limped up Patrick Mahomes, you think he still will be there? I mean, he's going to play. Patrick Mahomes is going to play.
I don't think he's ever lost as an underdog. I don't know if that's a stat I could be completely wrong about.
They're favored this week. I mean, they're underdogs by points.
Or no, it's home. Yeah, they're home underdogs. I don't think he's ever lost as a home underdog. You know, it's Patrick Mahomes, bum ankle or not. I know this is going to be a good game. The Bengals have had their number in the past. I don't think Andy Reid's going to let that happen four times in a row.
I'm just trying to figure out about when is the time that ankle get twist in the pile or whatever.
That's not going to be feeling good probably till the season's over.
Make the
Super Bowl even.
Yeah, but we're talking about high ankle sprain, which could be hairline fracture and that whole stuff. I mean, he's going to play. He's a warrior.
They're going to give him a shot.
Okay.
He'll play, and I think he'll play well. I think it's just going to come down to whichever defense can make, you know, one or two stops in the second half.
And I'm not buying the Kansas City defense stopping Joe Burrow. I'm just not. That looked way too easy last week in Buffalo in the snow. I thought that was Joe Burrow at his best.
Do you think the weather affected that?
No, I think it didn't have any issue. Cincinnati had no issue with the weather whatsoever. They looked like they were playing on dry land. They looked like they're playing in the parking lot. And they're just moving up and down the field, and the weather didn't affect what they were doing whatsoever, especially when you've got a strong running game. And you've got those, I'm not calling them plotters, but the two guys that they have at who run the ball, they were worried about the offensive line. I think they were more worried about the offensive line and pass protection than just getting on a body and letting those two studs in the backfield just run downhill.
Who are you talking about Cincinnati?
Yeah, Cincinnati's guys.
Samaje and Joe Mixon.
Yeah, and I think they'll do the same. I think they'll do the same thing this week. I mean, obviously, Kansas City has the big stud.
I think Kansas City has the advantage in the trenches on both sides of the ball, though.
Oh, you do?
On the offensive line, I mean, I realize Cincinnati was very physical last week, but the fact that they're down three or four starters on the offensive line, that's...
How the hell did they get away with that with Buffalo? Snow?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to piece, say, an offensive line performance like that together 2 weeks in a row, you know, especially with so many backups.
See, now you're making me look at that. See, I didn't look at that last week. The way they played, I'm thinking, well, hell, you got another game under your belt. So this week, it's going to be cold in Kansas City. You're going to play in the cold again. It may not be snowing, but you got a game under your belt with those guys that you piecemeal together, and they played okay.
Buffalo didn't have a game record like Chris Jones, though.
Well, yeah, their defensive end is gone.
Chris Jones, Nick Bosa, like we talked about earlier with the 49ers, and Micah Parsons are the three players up for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, Chris Jones takes up two guys.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think, Buffalo had Ed Oliver, who's a good player in the middle. They were missing Von Miller, who once he got hurt, the pass rush for Buffalo just went away. And I think that was the biggest turning point of the season. People didn't talk about it enough, but just losing that guy changed the whole dynamic of the defense, mm-hmm. especially they also lost their starting safety early in the year. And then DeMar Hamlin was a backup. He goes down, a week before the playoffs?
Yeah, and Pacheco's a better back running for Kansas City than what they saw in Buffalo, than Singletary and those guys.
I mean, Singletary and James Cook are just guys.
Yeah.
You know, those are guys that would be the third or fourth running back on the Cowboys or, you know, any team with a competent running game.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Why didn't the Cowboys make a deal with Kansas City? That guy should be healthy by now, shouldn't he? He's been hurt for 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, he's like a 5'7", 190-pound back. You know, those guys don't last too long in the NFL, especially as just a feature guy, which he was his first 2 years.
Yeah, they wore him out.
Pacheco, he's a way more physical runner, even though he's not a big guy either. Just he has a willingness to accept contact and give it out,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think we saw a lot from Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
No, he was a make-you-miss guy. He wasn't looking for a lot of contact.
And then Jerick McKinnon out of the backfield, too. He's pretty much an extra receiver.
He is.
He's gotten involved in the offense later in the year, and I expect him probably to – I expect McKinnon probably have a better game than Pacheco on Sunday, just from an outlet point for Patrick Mahomes. You know, coming out of the backfield, I think they're going to be working a lot of those quick throws, you know, those slants that we saw last week as a Cowboys fan. I think it's going to be a lot more dumbed down
offense for Kansas City.
And that's been the recipe to beat Patrick Mahomes in the past, is just, you know, make him just give him those short throws, and eventually he'll make a mistake.
Yeah, but like Hard said, I mean, it doesn't matter if he's double covered, he's going to.
Oh, he's
going to
get his 10 catches, 100 yards, for sure.
Joe. Joe Burrow's pretty damn good.
On paper, I think that the Cincinnati is better. I think Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Joe Burrow, not by much, and having Chris Jones on the defensive line,
Jones
and having a healthy offensive line.
Yeah, Jones takes up a lot of space.
Definitely. I mean, he's really 6'7", 315 pounds.
Yeah, and when he hits guys, they don't bounce off of him and spin and do all that stuff when he grabs them.
I don't think we're going to see nearly as a physical performance from Kansas City or from Cincinnati
as they did
last week. This will be a good game. I think it will probably come down to a field goal in the last drive from either team, but I think Kansas City will pull it out just because of the, generational talent that is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I just don't think on one leg. I think he has to be at his best right now. We're talking about a Cincinnati team that played in the Super Bowl, they didn't just participate.
Yeah,
you know,
but Eli Apple, for all he talks on Twitter and in the games.
He had an okay game last week in the snow.
He's still a guy that it's not a plus to have him out there on the field, in my opinion. He's a guy that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are probably going to look at to, you know, target, try to take advantage of the matchups on him. I see a guy like Valdez-Scantling, you know, having probably a 70 to 60 yard long bomb touchdown in this game. You know, he's a guy that could either get you no catches and no touchdowns, or he gets you two catches for 80 yards and a touchdown.
How do you feel about the 49ers? And I know you hate the Eagles, but you got to hate the 49ers too.
I do. And I'll probably end up betting on the 49ers, but my gut feeling right now is the Eagles.
Purdy has to do something to win the game next week.
Yeah.
Right? He has to do something.
Jalen Hurts isn't going to make the mistakes that Dak made last week, and he's going to make more plays. Yeah, those deep throws that we saw, those missed opportunities we saw from the Cowboys last week, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith aren't going to drop those balls or they're going to make the play on those balls is probably the better thing to say.
Yeah. And we didn't see enough of Brown last week, so we will see some of him this week, even against the 49ers. He's going to get – you'll see him streaking through in that secondary, and he will make the catch.
And I think this Charles Amenihu is a bigger deal than maybe
– Oh, no, he's been a pressure guy now.
That he had two sacks in the first playoff game against Seattle. He's definitely one of their top – pass rushers besides Nick Bosa. So I think missing him, a not 100% Christian McCaffrey dealing with that calf.
Those are big stars. You should be convincing yourself the Eagles are going to win.
I hate Philadelphia.
I know how hard it is to root for them. All right, let's take a quick break, come back. E on a little bit of a vacation. Once again, thank you to Mike Harge. Monty will join us tomorrow. It is B&E Wednesday morning.
Chad and Zay.
Give me the movie that everybody gets but you.
I feel that way about Game of Thrones. I can't figure out a movie but Game of Thrones. I have a lot of questions, especially with the new House of Dragons. Like, they got this brother up there with dreads and stuff. Who's braiding his hair? Somebody please let me know who's braiding his hair. Whatever BC, AC, DC, whatever it was, whatever time period it was, I don't know. I feel like he should be king.
Weekdays 12 to 3 on The Horn.
Sunny days are ahead as Ironworkers Local 482 Union is hiring 3,000 people right now for a huge new project. Maximize your potential today by applying at ironworkers482.org. That's ironworkers482.org.
Well, we're picking up a couple of crashes here, a couple of new ones here. Burnett Road at McNeil. That's an injury wreck, so a serious one. Going to cause a backup, and one that's not so serious, minor crash, but is at a serious intersection here, North Lamar at Palmer Lane. Now, the other ones are clearing up Center Ridge near the northbound frontage of I-35, Ben White frontage eastbound and south first. As far as the backups and delays on the major thoroughfares, everything looks pretty routine for this time of day. We're not seeing anything too terribly unusual. Southbound I-35 near Stasty, I think that minor crash is done. Just a little delay coming up from Ben White, but it doesn't look like much. I'm Don Miller. That's your traffic.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Let me tell you about my friends over at MyBookie. If you're tired of losing and having the same old betting experience, upgrade to MyBookie, the premier destination for online sports betting. Whether you bet to earn money or to make the games more exciting, MyBookie gives you the most bang for your buck with their redesigned deposit bonus just in time for the NFL playoffs. Who is your pick to win the big game? Just use the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N, on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. That's HORN, H-O-R-N, to receive your bonus. Using this bonus is simple. Bet your deposit amount just once, and you're ready to cash out. It's no strings attached with MyBookie. Bet on the NFL, UFC, or play for a share of big cash prizes in the weekly blackjack tournaments. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and easy to win, like MyBookie. Bet anything, bet anytime, and bet anywhere. As long as you're betting with my friends at MyBookie, you're betting with the best.
When you're looking for a good time in Texas, Specs has everything you need to make it great. Specs has lower prices on Texas's largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, ice-cold craft beers, and seasonal seltzers. And with Specs same-day delivery, the good times keep coming. Just order online or through the app, and we'll be there in a snap. For good times done right, it's Specs. The fun starts here.
Hi, I'm Jenny Covert. For over 113 years, my family's been dedicated to offering you the best of the best when it comes to sales and service. Our service advisors and certified factory-trained technicians are the best in the business. Covert always offers more than the competition. No one else has 7 service locations for your maintenance and repair needs. We also offer free pickup and delivery. No one, and I mean no one, beats a Covert deal. Not now, not ever. CovertBastrop.com. Find new roads.
In the winter, we spend more time at home. Enjoy your home by making upgrades with Premier Glass Austin. Premier Glass is Austin's top-rated glass installer for all things frameless glass showers and elegant glass handrails. Premier Glass Austin cares about your home like it's their own. They only use Premier products to elevate your living space. Premier Glass's team of experts enjoy bringing your vision to life, from upgrading your shower to giving your stairwell a touch of class. Visit PremierGlassAustin.com to book your in-home consultation today. That's PremierGlassAustin.com.
No one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, we have everything, from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails. Local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails round out a drink menu second to none. And don't forget about our 29 degree man-sized drafts. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Stastny, San Marcos, and Round Rock. TwinPeaksRestaurant.com.
Callahan's General Store folks exercise their green thumb to prepare your lawn and gardens for January. This is an ongoing thing. Just because it's going to go dormant doesn't mean you don't have to continue to prep that lawn for the spring and the summer to come. It's time to put down that pre-emergent, those granules, to handle those pesky dormant weeds and to get ahead of the weeds that might try to take over your yard come the spring. Get your lawn golf course conditioned in the new year. Do it at Callahan's General Store, still there at 501 Bastrop Highway between downtown and the airport. Remember, make it a Callahan's day.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E. Casey Studdard joined me in here for a little bit. He is too much. I asked the question of Casey, y'all. How long will it be before Patrick Mahomes have that ankle twisted? How long, Casey, how long do you think? I mean, first quarter, second play, second series.
It's to go to the Super Bowl, man. I'm getting underneath the pile. I'm taking a crank on it. A little,
Do you want to hear him yell? Is he going to yell?
You're going to hear a squeal.
Oh, you got one of those little hairline fractures, high ankle sprains, so there will be some sound.
All you need is a quick little
torque. A snap. No, you're not going to. That's outside the spirit of the game to get to the Super Bowl, isn't it?
Shoot.
Who cares, right?
I don't know which one you're talking about, buddy, but I'm going in. I mean, I wouldn't do
it. I know how sneaky you could do
it. If it's out of the bottom of a pile.
And you know that.
If he said some stuff to me, you know.
I know what you mean. I know exactly.
If he's trash talking, if he was a Baker Mayfield, bop, gone. Ankle's popped.
But you can get up off the pile with that arm on that ankle, push up.
Oh yeah,
and say, wait a minute, what? I didn't do nothing.
I'm just getting up. Oh yeah, and if it's like anchored right on a body, you can press right in the middle of that bad boy. Ooh, that bitch tender in it.
It's too tender. Don't do that.
Hey,
you know he's gonna scream.
It sucks. I mean,
ankle sprains are not good, man. People go after those things.
I mean, I'm not a.
If you're offensive lineman and you know defensive linemen, they go after your ankle. They go and they know that ankle's. And let me ask you this question. You know, when they're talking like Christian McCaffrey, he's got right now, he's got a little bit of a calf muscle.
Oh, yeah, you don't think that D-line's going to roll when they go to tackle, grab that ankle, roll with it? That's how they're trying to hurt you. When you watch a D-tackle grab an ankle.
And do the barrel roll
and
with
they
it.
Do the roll like into him, they're trying to hurt his ass. What, if you see that, that's what's going on.
And I said today, I said also, the guys on the other side, when you come up and you're on that injury list, but you're just coming off of, or they've been talking all week how something hurts, player against player knows he ain't got it. He ain't got it today.
No, he
this ain't one of those go shoot him up in the tent deal. No.
But you'll know. But there's always that dog. You know what I mean? Because you've had a guy that had a hurt ankle that went for 250, probably.
Oh yeah,
225 all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, where did that come from? It's just one.
Well,
of those
Ricky
days.
Would get a hurt ankle playing with the kids on Sunday and then playing the next game.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, you hurt that ankle's all screwed up. Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
I'm all right.
I'm all right.
Tape this thing.
I'll be back and get those kids who did hurt my ankle on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll teach them when I drive them into the Cadillac. Run them right into the car.
You know, but no, I mean, you know, Christian McCaffrey, yeah, D tackle's going to get on him and try to roll with him. You'll see it. I don't think guys are intentionally going to try
to get after Patrick Mahomes.
They're not going to intentionally get after his ankle. But if they got a chance to tackle him, you know.
And twist.
They're not going to do it. That's just a legal
I already hate
to,
that. I already hate that tackle,
hate
except
that
when
tackle
you grab
too.
A guy up high, and then first thing you do is you let your legs go in the back of his legs or his ankles.
And you turn like that, you see a foot get stuck.
And you know it's going the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
And you as a player know it's going the wrong way. And you just say, okay, I'm going to go in his back. Forget that. I'm going down there low where I can hear the pop and the snap.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends on what kind of mouthy quarterback you got. You know what I mean? Like, if it was a Baker Mayfield, I'd probably grab him by his chest and
snap.
His waist, and I'd probably body slam him, you know what I mean, a couple times, like a Hulk slam, just kind of like, you know, or just hit him in the throat and tell him, you know why. You talk too much.
Yeah, I gotta believe guys like Peyton Manning, they would talk some stuff to you. And even
Peyton,
the old Grizzly Bet.
Peyton would talk a little bit. He was kind of, you know.
He was the fun guy. It was the fun talk.
Peyton would talk. No, Peyton was on the field. He was serious. He talked. He talked a lot of crap to the refs, he got into it a little bit.
He'd get on his offensive lineman, right?
Phillip Rivers, he would talk across the field.
Oh, he would cross over to you?
He would talk the whole game. Phillip Rivers talked a lot of mess. That's why Phillip Rivers, but he wouldn't cuss at you. He just, you know, because
really?
Cuss. So he would just basically tell you suck in a proper way.
In a proper way, huh?
Yeah. Instead of just making you feel like, what the hell did that guy just say?
Wow.
No, but I don't know. There's not really... Like Joe Burrow, he's a shit. He talks crap.
Oh, of course he does. You know he does.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Cool, you know, come from LSU.
But he's not in the game. You know, he's a sly under the, you know, like what he said. What did he say? He said, better go get some refunds, you know, after the game.
Oh, I know.
All those people that, I mean, they said over 50,000 people bought tickets already.
For Kansas City, for that deal?
Atlanta game, yeah.
And Buffalo to be there?
Yeah.
That would have pissed me off as a player.
For Buffalo's guy? For
Cincinnati.
For Cincinnati, yeah.
What would piss you off?
The fact that they were selling. Are you talking about how they were selling tickets for the potential AFC championship?
Oh, yeah,
game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They were mad.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Who do you like, KC, in this game? You like Cincinnati? They beat them the last three times.
Yeah, I got Cincinnati. I got Cincinnati and the 49ers. I know y'all are going high on the Eagles.
I'm going to pick the 49ers.
I just think Jalen Hurts he looks really well right now.
But
he looks well. And you know, Dak has the same ability that he does. Remember Dak lost all that weight this year?
Yeah.
But in his mind, he doesn't move as quick as Jalen Hurts in his mind when it's time to go. Jalen Hurts says, okay, I'm gone.
Well, because that's having an offensive coordinator that plays to your
strength.
Your strength. And then I think they were trying to do that with Dak, but Dak's trying to be like...
He wants to hang in the pocket.
He thinks he's Tom Brady.
Well, everybody's told him, you need to be a pocket passer. Okay, I'm not going to take off. But one of my gifts is the ability
to run and go. Yeah, and go.
But now he says, no, I'm going to stick around here and double pump, triple pump, and then I think I can get it
if
in.
If anything, Dak Prescott is just a little bit better Sam Ehlinger. You know, they had a lot of the same play style in college when Dak was at Mississippi State. They ran pistol and would run quarterback power all the time. Saw a lot of that in Dak's first few years in the league until he reworked his throwing motion a little bit. And they decided that he was a great passer all of a sudden, which he's never been.
Yeah, he just got when he said he was losing weight. I mean, when people say, "Well, worried about that ankle," you get an injury, you're done with all that worry. You've already had a whole season. You ain't worried about that.
That
you're
was
just
a broken bone, though, right? It's not like there was any ligament damage there.
But the thing is, it's more mental for Dak. I mean, you saw So I play with Dan Orlovsky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he always breaks down everything. If you guys just follow him on Instagram, he'll just post something about how bad, you know, like he'll show you. He'll break it down for you so normal folks can see this. And
this is what he's talking about.
Yeah, like he's like, oh, the linebacker turned this way. I was like, oh, yeah, so the slot man, he has the whole middle of the field if right. the linebacker turned his back. You know what I mean? Just by him saying that. But he breaks it down and shows you.
He doesn't just say it.
Yeah, he doesn't just say it. He'll show you. So all you people that really want to see the reason why Dak is so bad, he's just not throwing to the right people. Like, they're making good calls. The offensive coordinator is making good calls for Dallas. Like, that play to that deep bomb to Schultz or whatever, that Warner broke up kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? T.Y. Hilton right there, when Warner turned his back, if he would have hit T.Y. Hilton on the slant, it would have been touchdown, walk-in touchdown. The whole middle of the field was open. They had the safety over the – they had no safety high. You know what I mean? So it was
Yeah. They're not going to get – they're not – that.
No, so it was like it was one of those plays like you got to know that. If that linebacker turns his back to your receiver, that slant's open right now. Hit that thing and he's gone. I mean, that should just be automatic. You should know that. That should be – your coach should tell you that. We would be sitting there in meetings. Kubiak and Shanahan would be like, okay, now you understand this. But, you know, they talk about that every time. If he throws his back, throw the slant right away. I know it's your number three. But you got to throw it to him right away because the whole middle of the field is going
to
be open.
If you spend your time having to tell him that all the time.
Yeah, if you have two safeties down, no safeties back. Like, come on. You know what I mean? And they run, you know, so it's just, it's stuff that's like, I know it's taught because I've never been around a quarterback coach that's, or an offensive coordinator sure. that hasn't really nailed that in, or a head coach that's an offensive mind coach. You know what I mean? It's always been tendencies, and they're always on the quarterback hard. They get coached hard.
Let me ask you this about, I mean, Chris Jackson coming as the wide receiver coach, coming into a system where, you know, NFL coach coming to coach college players.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Did a really good job, I thought, for Jacksonville this year.
Yep.
With guys who have been in the league but had outstanding years.
Yep.
He had to help them. I think he can do a lot of good for this group here.
And that's who we signed, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, who do you have? Christian Kirk?
Zay Jones,
that dang tight end.
Yeah, I mean, they had guys who were just, you know, in this league that weren't stars in this league but became really, really good. I mean, they got to the playoffs with a group with a quarterback that had to kind of start all over.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer, you know.
And I think – and they had a hell of a turnaround too.
Yes, they did.
They started off, what, something 1-4, and they came back.
They had, that's right.
6 out of 7.
And they said, we'll see you in the playoffs.
Yeah, and they went straight to the playoffs.
That's right.
And they won the – and
Pro coaches, now you've been around both, pro coaches and college coaches. Is there a big difference? I mean, a pro coach, I mean, he doesn't have – I mean, this is not
– college is a lot more fooling around. You know what I mean? There's a lot more buddy, you know.
You don't need to be these guys' buddy. I mean,
no, it's serious. You know what I mean? And you know, you have your. It's more of a. You're a coach, and you know what I mean. You're not raising a man. You get a kid there. You better be ready to go in the NFL. Mm-hmm. There's no raising.
Oh, arms around me. Here's what we're gonna do, kid.
There's no more raising. Okay. You know what I mean? Like as a person, as a thing. It's you better come in here and have your crap right.
By the way, here's your check. You better learn how to do your checkbook or any way you do it.
Become a grown ass man. We're not gonna baby you on any of that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Here's your playbook. I'm gonna coach your ass hard and let's go.
Do you feel like a guy like Chris Jackson comes in here and he looks in that wide receiver room and said, "Hey, listen, this is what you if you can't do this, I'm the pressure on some of these guys to perform now, to be in the right spots, to make the basic catches."
Yeah.
Is this good pressure for them?
I think it's great. I think they need that pressure though.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
But see, my thing is this: you know, X is dropping all these passes. Next guy up.
Yeah. Well, that's it to me. I mean, that's just
I mean,
the way
you know what I mean? Okay, so we're not throwing the deep ball to X anymore. X, yeah. You're going to go inside on a – you know what I mean? That's just me as offense coordinator. I'm like, I don't – you know, he's a great receiver, but if he's dropping all these things, you got to put another receiver in there.
Yeah, I mean,
things
happen. I mean, things happen to a player. You can get into a bad streak of whether it's drops or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, fumbles were like, dude, you can't get into a streak of fumbles.
No.
Because if you fumble more than one time, bye. You go sit down. And,
NFL,
and it's not,
you're cut.
Yeah.
NFL, I'm not, you get two chances.
I'm not bringing you in two series later. You fumble twice, and you probably won't see the field that much in a game again. No. I mean, you probably won't see the field.
Yeah.
I've never had
that trust back.
Yeah, I've never had a guy who fumbled twice in a game that lost a fumble. Now, if you fumble it and you get it back, I'm like, I don't even count that as a fumble. You got it back.
You better have your mind right now. Better high and tight that ball. Let's roll.
Oh, the year that I coached, we had the least amount of fumbles in college football here. Dude, we must have fumbled eight times. You should have seen guys get the ball. I've never seen guys get the ball back. I mean, they were like, they got underneath the pile and came up with the ball like they made a touchdown play. Mm-hmm. Because I just couldn't. I said that ball is everybody's ball. It's not your ball.
Yeah.
If you keep putting it on the ground, you can't play. I don't care how good you are. If you can't. And that's what it, to me, with a wide receiver, if you can't catch, how can you play? How'd you get a scholarship here?
Yeah.
I just think the certain things that you just have to do as a position player. I mean, that's like being a tackle, and you can't take that step out there to a wide outside rusher, your step is a little teeny step, and that dude is on your outside shoulder, and he's gone.
See, that's what I don't understand. We got to build it up again so that these kids are scared for the position. Like, I knew at Texas.
So you don't think they're at the point of – you still think they're still getting loved? Do you think there still needs to be loved?
There's the competition to lose their job's not there yet.
Okay.
There are not enough people there yet. There's not enough young guys that are pushing yet.
So you got to make the ones that are here
next group that just came in, they're going to be pushing. And so it's going to make – I feel like this class that we just got in at Texas – it's a bunch of good young players. What do we end up this year in our recruiting class?
Number three,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got, and another thing is too, you got Arch coming in. So a lot of these people came here for Arch.
Right.
So when you see your quarterback going out there, so a lot of these kids that are O linemen right now, Arch is their quarterback, not Quentin. All the guys that just came in right now, their quarterback's Arch.
But you got they have to him. Be working as if he's that guy. They can't come here and just wait.
Oh, yes. No, that's what I'm saying. Time, right? And then Arch, he's going to be working his ass off to play. So you as a player,
if you want to play with him, you better be working your ass off too.
Yes, absolutely. So it's one of those things that I always see is that – so I think this young class is going to push this older class to get even better because they have to, because they're going to lose their job if they don't get better.
Well, I know people get on me about this with the running backs. I continue to say you don't have anybody in the running back room like the guy who's leaving here. Now you can say this about how he did in high school, mm-hmm. and have you seen him in these late games when he gets in games or you see him in the Alamo? It's not the same. They're not the same as that guy.
No,
that's a lot to replace.
Yeah,
you're not gonna replace a guy that can make two guys in the hole miss.
Yeah.
Without, when they're not even touched.
Yeah, Harge and Babers were talking about how the stats were. Texas wasn't. They're basically what the stat was is that our running backs were getting hit in the backfield and making a first man miss, and it was always negative yards. So it's like, okay, so really our run game this year wasn't worth a crap if we didn't have those running backs because they're breaking a tackle before they got to the line of scrimmage. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so now we got to fix that this year. Yeah, it looked good on paper because you had those two monsters back there that could break that tackle.
Yeah, they
got to
be stepping. You got to be moving forward.
Absolutely. So now you wonder, okay, is this offense line going to have – are we going to be able to run the ball next year?
Yeah, well, I got to believe, Casey, in year number two after you've seen this offensive line and some of these guys, I don't even want to talk about the tackle. He's above and beyond. We know that's a grown man playing in his sophomore year.
Yeah.
And all the accolades he's going to get will come in the form of money and hopefully championships. Mm-hmm. But now, and I talked to you about this before – will this offense be able to vacate spots where guys can get out of their move out of their stance and run because they're such good athletes? I mean, when he gets out in front of you, I mean, you're going to have guards that can pull and run and some misdirection offense.
That's the hard thing is if you want to do that stuff, you got these big, heavy guys that I don't know if they can run. I mean, that's how my offense line was.
Sure.
We were, we're all about 315. 320. These guys are all 360, 340s, 350s. So, these guys are all 6'4", 6'5". I'm 6'2".
And somebody has to take those spots. When they vacate those spots, somebody has to know how to come down.
Yeah, you got to be able to be quick enough to get to a linebacker.
Yes.
You got to be able to, move a double team to get to your linebacker. You got to be able to cut off a backside, cut the backside down.
Right.
Or on a screen play. That's why we were so good, because we'd get out there and run in space. Put me and Jonathan Scott and Lyle on a screenplay, it's over with because we're going to take three out clearly anyway. You're not going to be missing guys. No, we're headhunters.
They can be defensive backs and move around. You don't care.
Don't let me catch a defensive back. I'm killing him.
All right, let's take a quick break.
I'm messing his ass up.
Thanks, Casey. You're going to take a quick break and come in and wrap it up when we return.
Chad and Zay.
Can you get a director that
Michael would respect enough to say, hey, let me Spike Lee. Can Spike Lee be the guy?
That's a good point. Jordan and Spike Lee are tight.
Spike Lee directs, Magic Johnson interviews Isaiah and Michael. We find out the truth, and Dre beats underneath. Let's go.
Yeah, Felicia Rashad stands on the side just looking good.
Felicia Rashad is the ring girl that carries in a sign that says round one.
Weekdays 12 to 3 on the Horn.
We do keep picking up these collisions. One of them is going to be on the front edge of I-35 northbound at Palmer Lane. Not affecting the main lanes, it does not appear. A little slowdown, though, south of Palmer on the main lanes of the interstate. Now, further south from there, had a little debris problem. That's near 51st, past 290, back up to 183. And it looks like they're clearing that off pretty quickly. Northbound I-35, routine north and south of Bend, might still slow traffic. Now, west of Wyandotte Hill, just west, we do have a crash eastbound side of 290 is going to be a little slow because of that particular crash. Also, Burnett Road at McNeil, final clearing of a crash there. North Lamar at Palmer, another one clearing. That is your traffic.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. By now, everyone knows that my favorite new tequila is Hot Cat Tequila. It's a brand new year, and you can bring in the new year by breaking out the Hot Cat Tequila. A brand new year deserves a brand new tequila. Hot Cat Tequila. The cat stands for cinnamon, agave, and tequila. And the recipe, just as simple, just as delicious. It's just cinnamon, agave nectar, and tequila. So make this new year the best new year with my favorite new tequila. Turn up this new year with Hot Cat Tequila.
This is Scott Crossett. I started Apple Leasing in 1985, and I thought, what a great business model. I can lease any make and model of car. My clients only have to pay for the portion of the car they're using. Heck, if I treat my clients right, I should be able to keep them forever. Well, fast forward 37 years, I am now leasing my clients' kids' cars too. But more importantly, Apple helps thousands of clients navigate the cost of the vehicle expense. That's what it's all about, your expense. From high gas prices, no inventory, high interest rates, you name it, we've seen it all. Apple Leasing, our mission is to help you manage your vehicle expense. That's it. I've never seen a crazier market than today. Call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977. We'll take the time to understand exactly what your needs are and what you're trying to accomplish. Remember, we specialize in helping you get out of your current lease. In these times when everything costs more, we can offer a more budget-friendly option to drive a car. If you want to talk to an automobile professional that will listen to your needs on an unbiased opinion, call us at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com. Apple Leasing, we're just leasing cars and making friends.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer and three-time champion. Trust me, I know about joint pain.
Pro Football's all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith, talks about chronic joint pain and exciting new regenerative treatments from QC Kinetics.
I know what it's like to fight through pain, but now, you and I, we have help. QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced, all-natural regenerative medicine that can give you lasting relief with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Do you suffer with constant pain from arthritis or injury? Pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, or lower back? Don't assume steroids, pain meds, and surgery are your only options. Regenerative, restorative, natural solutions are now available.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love.
Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation and learn how regenerative medicine can repair and restore damaged joint tissue.
Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmitt Smith sent you.
Call QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. 512-593-4303.
Treat yourself to a weekend of golf at Horseshoe Bay Resort's three new renovated golf courses. Play the famed Slick, Apple, and Ramrod golf courses, all designed by legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. Horseshoe Bay Resort is the ultimate golf and recreational getaway. Enjoy scenic hill country terrain, panoramic vistas of Lake LBJ, and the finest golf in North America right in our backyard at Horseshoe Bay Resort. Play all three on the Robert Trent Jones Unlimited Golf Package. On sale now at HSBResort.com. That's HSBResort.com.
Ironworkers Local 482, building Central Texas since 1935. You see their skilled craftsmanship every day with Austin iconic landmarks like UT Memorial Stadium and the Pennybacker Bridge. Ironworkers Local 482 Union is hiring 3,000 people right now for a huge new project. Enjoy full benefits, a pension, and a rewarding career. Becoming a member of Ironworkers Local 482, you accept the challenge to give your best each day while shaping Austin's economic development. Apply today at ironworkers482.org. That's ironworkers482.org.
Craig Way for my friend John Hardy and the great people at Divided Sky Roofing and Solar, the ones we trust for roofing. And now they're installing backup batteries and Generac generators. Rain and winter storms can damage your roof and knock out your power, and Divided Sky can help you be prepared for any short or long-term power outages by installing a backup battery or a Generac generator. Backup batteries come with a 30% federal tax credit. Give John and his staff a call today at 512-995-ROOF or check them out on the web at DividedSkyAustin.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Austin are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E, Wednesday morning. I want to thank Mike Harge once again. Appreciate having him here. Anytime I get a chance to do a show with Harge, it's always it's fun. It really is. And tomorrow we've got Monty tomorrow. And then, of course, Zay will join us in the 8 o'clock hours. But I'll tell you what, Casey Studdard is, he's too much. And he's right. I'm going to say probably maybe the second series of the game with Kansas City and Cincinnati, you'll see Patrick Mahomes kicking his way off a pile, like kicking guys because they're going to have that ankle. He's probably right. You're probably going to hear him scream out loud like, who the hell is this? Or you're going to see Patrick Mahomes at the bottom of a pileup where they don't actually sack the quarterback, but there's a pileup. And there's going to be somebody at the bottom from Cincinnati with one of these legs and doing a twist game. Yeah, he'll be kicking and screaming.
That's part of the game.
That's not part of the game.
It is.
No.
You heard it come from his mouth.
You know what's part of the game is getting to the Super Bowl. That's a part of the game.
And I think twisting that ankle a little bit under a pile might help you probably get there if you're Cincinnati. I'm not condoning it, but I'm not saying it won't happen.
No, I told Casey, how about not just the twist, but it's when those guys go to get up, when they don't hit the ground, when they lay on, like they brace them, those 300-pounders brace themselves on your thigh or something, or your calf muscle and push up, they're gonna come up off that leg or that ankle, right?
I don't see how more of these guys aren't just snapping their legs. You know, like how has Kelvonte Turpin, who's like 5'5", not just gotten like cut in half by what
he needs to be,
big 255-pound defensive lineman or something?
Hey,
like
that's your Pro Bowler.
Oh, he looked good in that playoff game. I will say, after being kind of disappointing towards the end of the year, he showed why he is deserving of that kick return Pro Bowl spot.
I would agree. I mean, I know he's had – I mean, everybody fumbles. Everybody gets one off the face mask every once in a while. Ty, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Good some good talk this morning. Good stuff. We'll be talking a little bit more about this basketball team as they get ready to play Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville here on Saturday. If they can keep up this pace that we saw last night, 89, give me 80. 80's good, 82, 83, you don't have to give me 89, but if you can do that and play the defense they play, good things will happen for the Longhorns. And right now, Light the Tower is coming up next with Craig Way, of course, and Jeff and the gang. But thank you. Thanks, Ty. I got to go see if my key works.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we both have to go see if our keys work right now. Folks, we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6. Stay safe.
Wait a minute. No Tippin' Pippin is making somebody pay $333,000 to hang with him?
That's disgraceful.
I forgot he didn't tip.
Apparently Pippen doesn't tip, but he's going to make me pay $333,000 to hang out. I get a taste of his bourbon.
Is Mike coming?
And yeah, I was going to say.
Is that disrespectful if I ask him that?
You realize he's going to make you go to $500,000 if you ask if Mike's coming.
Weekdays 12 to 3 on the Horn.
Well, again, we had some debris in the road on the southbound side of I-35 headed toward 290. We're still seeing a little backup there. Now, we've got a crash. We don't like this heading toward 10 o'clock. We don't like it at all, but it's happening. Southbound on Mopac. This is going to be near Steck, and the backup is toward 183 Research. So Research heading toward Mopac is backed up right now, and that's the reason why. Earlier crash, northbound frontage of the interstate at Palmer. Still trying to clear, still on the board here. Again, that's not affecting the main lanes at all. Burnett Road at McNeil, that crash happened late in the 8 o'clock hour, so we're thinking that's just about finished. Now, I'm Don Miller, and that is your traffic.
Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden now open for lunch and dinner in Round Rock in front of the Dell Diamond. Folks, Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden is serving New York-style pizza and authentic Ciola family Italian food. And, of course, you know I do love pizza, and you hear me talking about my 7-Eleven pizza. Well, there's just slices. There's nothing like that Italian-style pizza, that New York-style pizza for sure. Few things go together better than New York-style pizza and ice-cold craft beers. And over 30 beers and wines are available for you right there at Tony C's. Now, they've got wall-to-wall TVs. Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden, the best place to catch all, of course, of your NBA watching and Major League Baseball. And each and every game at Tony C's Pizza next year, the SEC Network, of course. And, of course, they're going to have the NFL Network. Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden now open for lunch and dinner in Round Rock in front of the Dell Diamond and in Austin on Anderson Lane right near Shoal Creek. Folks, Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden is serving New York-style pizza and authentic Ciola family Italian food. See you at Tony C's Pizza and Beer Garden.
Specs makes taking it easy even easier with everything you need to kick back and relax all in one place. Specs has lower prices on Texas's largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, ice-cold craft beers, and seasonal seltzers. You can even fill up the cooler without leaving the couch with same-day delivery when you order online or through the app. For good times done right, it's Specs. The fun starts here.
A return to road success for the Texas men's and women's basketball teams is this week's Leaf Johnson Ford Return of the Week. Both the Longhorn men and women suffered midweek road losses, but the Texas men's win at West Virginia was their fourth in their last five appearances in Morgantown, and the Texas women won at Baylor on Sunday for the first time since 2017. The Return of the Week, presented by Leaf Johnson Ford, where if you don't like your new Ford purchase, return it within 7 days for a full refund. Leaf Johnson Ford, Central Texas' number one online Ford family. You can find it online, you can build it online, and you can have it delivered right to your home. LeafJohnsonFord.com. You don't have to come see us to get your new Ford. We'll come see you at LeafJohnsonFord.com. Not only can you get your best price, you can have your trade appraised and pick the financing option that fits you and your family. The entire process is right at your fingertips. And remember, every Leaf Johnson Ford comes with a 7-day money-back promise. Check it out online at LeafJohnsonFord.com.
Craig Way for my friend John Hardy and the great people at Divided Sky Roofing and Solar, the ones we trust for roofing. And now they're installing backup batteries and Generac generators. Rain and winter storms can damage your roof and knock out your power, and Divided Sky can help you be prepared for any short or long-term power outages by installing a backup battery or a Generac generator. Backup batteries come with a 30% federal tax credit. Give John and his staff a call today at 512-995-ROOF or check them out on the web at DividedSkyAustin.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Austin are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Callahan's General Store folks exercise their green thumb to prepare your lawn and gardens for January. This is an ongoing thing. Just because it's going to go dormant doesn't mean you don't have to continue to prep that lawn for the spring and the summer to come. It's time to put down that pre-emergent, those granules, to handle those pesky dormant weeds and to get ahead of the weeds that might try to take over your yard come the spring. Get your lawn golf course conditioned in the new year. Do it at Callahan's General Store, still there at 501 Bastrop Highway between downtown and the airport. Remember, make it a Callahan's day.
And now here's Bucky Godbolt telling you how you can live pain-free with Relax the Back.
Hey folks, it's Bucky. With my jacked up back, getting the right support has always been difficult. Honestly, I looked everywhere, but nothing gave me the comfort for my back that I needed. And then I found Relax the Back, finally a way to help me live pain-free. Relax the Back embraces the holistic approach for the healthier lifestyle, based in 35 years of proven expertise with the motto, Live Wellness.